This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A team of World Health Organization scientists investigating the source of the coronavirus visited a wet market in Wuhan, China on Sunday. A cluster of cases was linked to a seafood market when the coronavirus first emerged in Wuhan in late 2019. Since then, the coronavirus has infected more than 102 million people worldwide and killed more than 2.2 million. The scientists want to know where the virus originated, in what animal, and how it made its way into humans. That's a question that could take years to answer. Meanwhile, the Associated Press reports Israel has agreed to transfer 5,000 doses of coronavirus vaccine to the Palestinians for frontline medical workers. Israel has been criticized for not providing vaccines to the Palestinians. The Israeli government says it is not responsible for the Palestinians. Russia reported Sunday that there had been more than 18,000 new COVID cases in the previous 24 hours. The U.S. remains the country with the most cases at more than 26 million, followed by India with 10.7 million and Brazil with just over 9 million. This is according to statistics gathered by the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. A key economic advisor of the Biden administration says President Joe Biden is willing to consider changes to his proposed $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package so that money is sent to Americans who need it the most. Brian Deese, the director of Biden's National Economic Council, told CNN the proposal is, quote, calibrated to the economic crisis that we face, but that the Democratic president will look at a new proposal by 10 Republican senators for a more limited aid deal. This is VOA News.